USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new government report finds drug overdoses are costing the United States economy $1 trillion per year. The U.S. Commission on Combating Synthetic Opioid Trafficking found over 100,000 people have died from overdoses in the year leading up to June 2021. That's an increase of over 30% compared to the year before. Gas prices are the highest in 8 years. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com predicts that prices will continue to soar over the next couple of months.
By Memorial Day, Americans are going to have to dig deeper with potentially an average of $4 a gallon hitting us, maybe even as early as late April or May.
AAA station survey finding the current national average price for regular is $3.45 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
The mother of an alleged school shooter in Michigan is having texts she sent the day of the tragedy come to light. James and Jennifer Crumley, the parents of suspected murderer Ethan Crumley, were in court for a preliminary hearing. In text messages with witnesses, Jennifer told one of them Ethan can't be left alone, while telling her boss at the time Ethan did it and that she needs her job. Please don't judge me for what my son did. The parents are charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter each. The Oscar nominations for Best Picture are out. They include Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. The 94th Academy Awards will take place at Los Angeles's Dolby Theater on March 27th. President Biden set to talk manufacturing, union jobs, and energy costs today. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
It has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
The Senate Majority Leader intends to have a 3-week spending bill headed to the House floor Tuesday, taken up quickly and in time before next week's deadline.
Our colleagues in the House introduced legislation that will provide a temporary extension of government funding until March 11th.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. February 18th is when the federal government runs out of money. Schumer saying he'd like to speed up the process to avoid what he's called a pointless and costly government shutdown. 2 of the 3 inmates who escaped a Tennessee jail through a vent system are dead. Tobias Carr and Timothy Allen were confirmed dead in North Carolina after their vehicle was disabled in Wilmington. The pair was involved in a robbery at a convenience store that led authorities on a pursuit over a wide area. Johnny Brown remains at large. The Georgia Senate voted 32-21 on Monday to allow the erection of a monument to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, a Georgia native. A number of Democrats harshly criticized the plan due to the jurist's historical opposition to their policy agendas. Democratic State Senator Nikki Merritt saying, "It's not that we have a problem that he is conservative or a Republican. We think he's a hypocrite and a traitor." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.